So we pick up on 49b. We had been discussing the what exactly is onah, either overcharging or undercharging, and we just started the Mishnah, and we had the Mishnah, and then we just started the Gemara, and we'd mentioned there's a machloket with regard to how much that is. So Rav said that it's 1/6 of the actual value of the item. Okay, it's not 1/6 of the money paid. And Shmuel said, no, even 1/6 of the money paid is defined as onah. All right, and we'd said, listen, we're not talking here about an item that is worth 6, that is either sold for 5 or for 7, because the real inherent value of the item is 6, and therefore you're deviating by 1/6 if you go down to 5, and you're deviating by 1/6 if you go up to 7. So in that situation, everyone would agree. When is the machloket? Between Rav and Shmuel, when it's actually worth 5, and then you sold it for 6. So when you sell it for 6, it's more than 1/6. A fifth of a fifth would be 5/6. And here you're selling it for 1 more. So instead of 16% up, you're selling for 20% up. Or if you're selling an item worth 7. So 1/6 of 7 would be 1.16, and here you're selling it just for 1 less, so it's a 14% decrease here, and instead of a 16.6% decrease. Okay, so that is that, and the Gemara explained that. So now what we do is now we're trying to prove who is correct. Okay, Tanan, we quote our Mishnah, Ha'ona, Arba Kesef, Meshrim Arba Kesef Lasela. We say it's 4 Sela out of 24 Sela. So it says, Shtut Lemekach, which is 1/6 of the transaction. Okay, my love, de Zavin, Shtay Esrin, Beesrin V'Arbin, surely what we are talking about, it's actually worth 20, okay, and he bought it for 24. And therefore, Shmamina, Shtut Ma'ot, Nami, Shaninu, and surely we learn that it's a sixth of the actual money paid, which goes according to Shmuel. Okay, and the Gemara says, Lo, Dezavin Shtay, Esrim, Arba, V'Esrim. No, it could be that you sold something worth 24 for 28, which is exactly, so actually it's worth 24, so you sold it for 28, so that's 1/6 above. That's the same as the ratio as the 7. It's actually worth 6, and you set it for 7. That is the ratio over there. So no proof to Shmuel. So me. So the Gemara questions this. It says, who is having this onah performed to him? It must be mocher, the seller. Okay, it actually was worth. He sold something. We thought over here. The person sold something 24, so we say it actually is, he sold it for, Be'esrim, for 20, sorry, not for 28, that's going to come later, the 28 is going to come later, but here he sold it for something worth 24, he sold it for 20, so that is the ratio, of 5 to 6, okay, that's it, and therefore just 1/6 left, the real item ratio is worth 6, and now you sold it for 5, okay, so that is getting, that is 1/6 of the value. Now, me, Nitane, who is getting done out in this deal? Who's getting ripped off in this? It must be Mocher, because he sold it for less than the value. And we said it's not just overcharging people, also applies to undercharging. So here, in this situation, it is the seller who is losing out. Ama Seifa, but then the last part of the Mishnah says, Ad Matai Muta Lachzir, until when can the person come back and claim his difference in price, b'kaday shiireh latagar or lekrovo, enough time to show it to another businessman or to one of his friends who knows the value of these things. I'm Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman commented about that. We're not going to see the reason for this just yet, but it says, Lo Shanu Ela Lokach. He says, no, this is only talking in a situation where the buyer buys it and he gets ripped off by being charged too much. That is what we are talking about there. Aval Mocher Lo Olam Choser. If the seller realizes that he is has undersold it, okay, sold it for too little, then he can always come back. As we said, we're not going to get to the source of that just yet, but it surely you can't explain the Mishnah this way because of the fact that it's here. If you say you buy something, the real value, inherent value is 24, and you buy it for 20, it actually is the seller who's losing out, but it can't be the seller because the seller can always retract, so it therefore must be the buyer, which is a proof to Shmuel. So therefore, Ella, we change our mat. The Zavin, Shtei Shrim V'Arba, Be'Shrim V'Tamya. Okay, here we get to the 24. It's really worth 24 inherently. So therefore, 1/6 of the 24 is 4. And here he sold it for 28. And that's it. So therefore, you are it's the buyer that's getting ripped off over here. Tanan, Oda Rabbi Tarfon Belod. But then we changed that. We learned in our Mishnah that Rabbi Tarfon ruled in Lod Haona Shmona Kesef Me'eshrim V'Arba Kesef Lesela. So how much is Ona? It's really he says it's a third. 8 out of 24. That was his ruling. Not 4 out of 24. 8 out of 24. So he increased it from a sixth to a third. It says, and shlish lemekach, and it comes along. 1/3 of the transaction. My love, dezabin shtei shitrin beishrin v'arba. Surely we learn from here, maybe that that you're selling something versus, worth 16 inherently, and you're selling it for 24. Okay, so even though just 1/3 of the actual in price of the item. And that's it. It's obviously not 1/3. 1/3 of 16 would be, five and a third. And therefore, you would, in order for it just to be ona, you would have to sell it for 21.33. And here he sold it for 24. So it's considerably more than just an increase in the inherent value. So surely that's that. And therefore, which implies Ushma Mina, that shlish ma'ot nami shaninu. Surely we have learned then that it's also 1/3, according to Rabbi Tarfon, of the whole price. And the Gemara rejects this in the same way that it did before. A law dezabin shtei esrim v'arba shitzar. It's a case where it was actually worth 24, and you undersold it, and you sold it for 16. Mina tana, and again, mina tana, who incurs the na over here, who has been ripped off? Mocher, it's a seller that has undersold it. Ema seifa, again, we say the same thing we did before. Amalehem, kol hayom mutar lachzor. He says he's got the whole day to renege on this transaction. Amar Rav Nachman, but Rav Nachman says about that, the implication is Lo Shanu Ela Lokach. He says it must be. It's only the buyer that has got a certain time limit in order to realize, to show to people that he's been overcharged. So ever Aval Mocher Lo Olam Choser, but a seller is always allowed to renege. So we can't be talking about a time limit when we talk about a seller. Ella dezavin shtei esrim v'arba betzlatin v'train. So therefore, something worth 24, and he sold it for 32. Okay, and that's it. So it's no real proof over here, because it could be a third of the inherent value. Okay, so those are, that's the parameters over there. All right, so now, Tanya, Kavate de Shmuel, we also learn a brighter like Shmuel, Miotil, Alav, Yado Eliona. Anyone who's got the head or na done to him, his hand is the one that is on top. In other words, he's got the advantage. Keitzad, how do we say that? Machalo, Shtei Chamisha B'Shishim B'Shisha. It says, and if you sold him something worth 5 for 6, so mi nitana, who has been had or not done to him, lokach, that is obviously the buyer. So therefore, yad lokach ale eliona. So the buyer has been ripped off, and therefore his hand is on top. He's got the advantage. He's got a choice. Ratza, omer tanli ma'otai. You can come along, give me back my money, and therefore, and nullify everything. The whole transaction is a mekach tat. Or you tain li ma she onatani. Or give me back the amount that you overcharged me. Okay, that's so he's got a choice. He can cancel, or he can give back, ask for the money back. Machalo shave sheish bechamesh. However, if there was an item that was inherently worth six, and it was sold for five, me and nitana, who is losing out over there? Mocher, in this situation, it is the seller. Yad mocher al eliona. And therefore, what we say is, whoever the onah was done to, he's got the upper hand. In other words, ratza omer lo tain li mekach, give me back we're cancelling the sale. Give me back what I sold you, and it says, "Oh, Tan Li Ma Shonatani," and give me back the amount which I undercharged you, and therefore then I'll be square. All right. So we see here there is no distinction made between both of them. Have the same rules, even though one he sold him something worth five for six, which is actually what we should see, as we're going to see as well. We remember we had the machloket in the Mishnah, which seemed to imply, and we're going to see now more extensively, that what happens is that a person who's been charged more than the sixth, what he's entitled to do is just both parties are actually entitled to just cancel the transaction. But if it's more than a sixth, i.e., from it's inherently worth five and you sold it for six, which is an increase of 20%, it's actually everyone should be entitled to cancel the transaction, and there shouldn't be any advantage to a buyer versus seller. So therefore, this applies that it does go like Shmuel with regard to it, and because it's even a sixth of the money as well. So that is a brata like Shmuel, and we don't come and offer any form of refutation just yet. Anyway, now we raise another question though based on this. It says, "I'm ibalhu pakot mishtut l'rabanan." What happens according to the rabbis that you only got a certain amount of time that you can come along and show what you bought to a merchant, a businessman, or to your relative who knows what's going on. It says, what happens if the item pakot mishtut l'rabanan, if you have been overcharged less than a sixth, okay? So it's less than a sixth. Let's say the item was really worth 20 and you were charged 22. So it's definitely not 24. 24 would be overcharged. Actually, I suppose, 20, let's use the 24 for 28, okay? And you were charged 26. So let's say you were actually charged 26 instead of 28. La'alta havia mechila. And what we say is people, if it's less than a sixth, they're not going to go to the whole fuss of things. All right, so in that situation, what do you do? So you would charge less, and people say, there's mechila. Really, you don't get too upset about it. You realize you've been charged more, and you maybe could have got a better deal. But, it's not the end of the world. We say there's implicit mechila. People forgive that, okay? You waive it. Shire latagar or lakarov. Is it immediately? Or is it, do you have that certain time limit in order to check it out? Okay, so it's only after the time you could really say, listen, I'm changing my mind about it as well. Okay, imtim tolomar, v'gadei shire l'taga o l'karov, ma'ike bein shita l'fakot mishtut. It says bein shtut l'fakot mishtut. So therefore, the Gemara asks, says, listen, surely it's got to be immediately, because otherwise there'd be no difference between above a sixth and below a sixth. If you can come along and cancel the transaction, which is the implicit understanding of the Gemara, and there's no mechila, so what's the difference if there's more than a sixth or less than a sixth? So it's Ika to Ilustut. No, there's a difference, because if it's 1/6 difference, Yado El Eliona, then he's got his hands, he's got the advantage, hand is on top. Ratzah Chozer, if he wants to, he can go back on the transaction. It says Ratzah Kone Umachzir Ona, or else he can maintain the transaction as it is and get a refund for that portion that is he's been overcharged. Ilu Pachot Mishtut, however, if it's less than a sixth, Kane. The transaction stands, umaxir or not, and so he hasn't got the option of cancelling the sale. What he does, he says, listen, you overcharged me, and therefore give me back the money. So all right, so in this case, as we said, giving back the two. And you know, instead of 28, instead of 26, I wanted for the 24, which is a market value. So now, so we've given an example. The question is, how long do you have, how long do we say that you've essentially given up and you can't go along and ask for your money back? Tashma, Chazru, Devarei Chachamim, come see, because in the Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon had said to them, listen, you've got the whole day to renege on the transaction, and not just a period of time, in order to go along and show it to someone else, your business, another businessman or your relative, etc. So the Targay Lord, the merchants of Lord, came along and said, listen, let's go back to the Chachamim. All right, what does that mean? Sivra pachot mishlish l'rabban, Rabbi Tarfon kapachot mishlut l'rabbanan. Okay, the assumption over here, which we are going to revisit at a point, we say less than a third, according to the Rabbi Tarfon, because Rabbi Tarfon has said, no, it's not a sixth difference that is the critical thing, it's a third difference, so it's literally double. A third to Rabbi Tarfon is less, is like a sixth, like of the rabbis. In other words, when Rabbi Tarfon says that you get overcharged less than a third, it's very similar to a sixth of the rabbis. Okay, in other words, so you can say as follows, Iyamata Bishlama Bachot Mishtut Rabbanan. If you say it's like less than a sixth, according to Rabbi Kadai Shire Letagor Lokarov, so that makes sense. If you've got time to show it to your friend or a relative, etc., an expert or relative, Rabbi Tarfon Kolayom. Then when Rabbi Tarfon comes along and says, listen, you've got the whole day in which to do it, Mishum Haki Chazru. Well, then they say, listen, even if we charge you less than a certain amount defined as an overcharge, which Rabbi Tarfon says is a third, if you've got the whole day to go back, you're not really winning at all. Because why? Because if it's such a, you might get away, if the guy gets away with it. In other words, what you have to look at as the merchants of Lod, if they come along and they are experts, as we're going to see, they really know prices. The question is, if they overcharge something and they get away with it, well, then they've got away with it. But if the guy's got more time in which to reverse it, they're not really going to get away with it, because any time there's really an overcharge, it's going to get found out, and the guy's going to come back and demand the money. So they're not really willing to take that chance. It's kind of a very short-term, in inverted commas, win. Because the guys invariably are going to come back and know what the real price is. Shumahaki Khazru. That's why they preferred a shorter amount of time, and they said, listen, we'll give you a certain amount, whether that's an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, however much it is, rather than the whole day. And that is how we understand it. Ella, Yamata Pachot Mishtut, Al Arban Al Alta Have Mechila. If you say it takes effect immediately, and is overcharge less than a sixth takes effect immediately, well then why would they want to go back? Surely, you know, it says Rabbi Tarfon Nami, and according to Rabbi Tarfon, La Alta Have Mechila, if he says even less than a third is ultimately is given up straight away, because we equate quoting the sixth of the rabbis to the third of Rabbi Tarfon. So then if you say that less than one-third or one-sixth, then that's immediately forgiven. Amai, Chazri, why did they go back? Surely what they should do over here is charge less than a sixth, and it takes effect immediately. So you've been ripped off, and there's no chance of claiming your money back. Rabbi Tarfon, Nechalu Tvai. It would make sense to them. It would be much better for them to do it, because then what they do is now they can charge guys just slightly less than a third more, and they're good to go, right? If you use an example not used in the Gemara, let's say the real value of the item is worth 15, even according to Rav's opinion, they could charge the people 19. Okay, they've got up until 20. If it's 20, then that's known as zonah, right? Because a 5 out of 15 is the actual third. But if they charged 18 or 19, whatever it happens to be, and it's immediately applicable, then what do we say? Rabbi Tarfon have a michila. So therefore, why would they ever go back to them? It says, Rabbi Tarfon Nichalu Tfai, it'd be better for them, Rabbi Tarfon, they'd get away with it by charging more, and that it's effective immediately. Dama the Rabbanan Ka Mashave Lai Ona Rabbi Tarfon Havai Mechila. Because if according to the rabbis, all you got is 1/6 of the difference over there. So the rabbis are much more worried about the thing, and they're much more less. But according to Rabbi Tarfon, what the rabbis call ona, according to it's slightly more than a 1/6. It's more than 1/6, but less than 1/3 would be mechila according to Rabbi Tarfon. So they should have jumped at it and say, oh, now we can charge even more for our goods and rip people off. And if they don't tell us immediately, we've got them. The Gemara says no. Your assumption is incorrect. Okay, that is, it's incorrect, and therefore, misvad pachot mishlish k'rabbi Tarfon k'rabkosh mishut shtut l'rabbanan. You can't say that less than a third, according to Rabbi Tarfon, is equal to the status of the 1/6, according to the rabbi's law. Mishtut v'ad shlish. Now, what happens is actually Rabbi Tarfon also recognizes a sixth. He says a sixth to 1/3, according to Rabbi Tarfon, is very similar to Kishtut, Atma, Lerban, and Dami. It's like a sixth itself, according to the rabbis. In other words, you've got the same retractability, you've got the same advantages as a sixth itself, according to the rabbis. Ihaki, Bama Samku Mekara. So, in other words, you could either retract from the transaction, you could say it's no good, or you could say, give me back the overcharge. I'm letting the sale stand, but give me back the overcharge. You either call it a Mekach Taut or not. Okay? And you could reverse the whole thing, or else keep the sale and get the money back. Okay, so now the Gemara asks, Ihaki, Mama Samku, Meikara, why were they happy in the first place? Because there's no real advantage to them, because the rabbi said a sixth is the operative number, and now Rabbi Tarfon coming along and saying a third, so they're very happy. But if you say anything over a sixth can also be reversed, so then they're exactly the same position. In fact, Rabbi Tarfon's much worse for them, because later on he said the whole day. So really, what advantage is he giving them? So therefore, tifshot the bittel mekach l'rabbanan olam chozer. So therefore, what do we say? When you nullify the transaction, you can always, on a sixth, you can always nullify the transaction. So therefore, dekvand amal hu, Rabbi Tarfon says no. Havei ona samchu. They said, listen, it's if it's only ona. In this situation, only or not, just an overcharge, and all they say, Samku, they say, listen, we've got the chance here to keep the now. The guy can't cancel the transaction. All he's got is the ability to ask for a refund. Samku, they're very happy because they could charge more, and the chances are that they'll get away with it if the guy doesn't come back within a short time. But then he says they've got much more time in order to find out what the real market price is. Chazru, they said no, we'd rather charge slightly less, and the guy, has got less time. We'll make slightly less money, but we've got slightly less time rather than a big amount, but he's got the whole day, because we're going to have to ultimately reverse that as well. Okay, and that's it. So that's what we're talking about here. D'i sagadatak bitom mekach l'rabanan b'gadei shirei l'tagar or l'karov, because if you want to say that if you nullify the transaction, according to the rabbis, it's only within that time that it takes for him to show the merchant or a relative of his. B'mah samku, why were they happy in the first place? Samku, his ruling didn't allow them to sell at a higher price than the rabbis, because as we said, between a sixth and a third, according to Rabbi Tarfon, is exactly like a sixth, according to the rabbis. Okay, and Rabbi Tarfon also recognizes a sixth, so why were they happy? It didn't give them any advantage. Samku, b'shtut atzma, no, they were happy with exactly a sixth. Rabbi Tarfon, michila rabbanan ona. So Rabbi Tarfon said, no, a sixth, he's different over there. Why? Because he said a sixth is judged as you will give up as well. You'll still give up. So under a sixth, according to the rabbis, it's implied that you give it up, but a sixth itself, you won't give it up. Then you've got that's defined as ona, and more than a sixth. Okay, you've got the ability to reverse on the transaction. They were happy because exactly a sixth, according to Rabbi Tarfon, what you do is even that is not subject to ona. If it's exactly a sixth, it has to be slightly, up to a third, for between a sixth and a third, according to Rabbi Tarfon, that is when you've got the ability to say, you can demand the money back, okay? Up to that, you can demand the money back, and then more than that, more than a third, according to Rabbi Tarfon, is able to be nullified. Okay, so that's that. So now, going back to what said Baal Ahu, Beto Mechach Rabbanan Olam Chozer, or B'kadei, so now the question is whether you nullify according to the rabbis. What do we have according to that? It says if you've got to nullify it, i.e., when it's more than a sixth, according to the rabbis, can you always nullify it? Okay, or do you have that time? Dilma, b'gadei shirei l'tagar or l'karov. So now it's more than a sixth. How long do you have to nullify the transaction? What is the difference? If you would say that yes, you've only got a limited time to go along and show it to a relative or a good businessman, okay, what's the difference between one exactly a sixth, where as we said, you can demand a return of the price as well, or you can nullify the transaction, or and greater than a sixth. Okay, it says Ika. The Gemara answers Ika de ilu shtut mi nitane choser. No, it says when it's 1/6, the one who would or now was done to can reverse the transaction. Yeter ashtut, but if it's greater than a sixth, shneim chosrin. Then what we say is both of them can renege on the transaction. So if it's greater than a sixth, everyone can renege on it. If it's less than a sixth, only the person to whom the ona was done can renege on it. So the Gemara says, what is the halakha in this situation? We say, Tashma, let's learn a proof. Chazru de divrei chachamim. They went back to the statements of the rabbi. I amata bishlama bito mekach l'rabanan b'kadei shirei l'taga o l'karov. If you would say that you can nullify it, but you've only got a certain amount of time to nullify it, i.e., the time taken to show an expert, your friend, or a businessman, okay, a Rabbi Tarfon Kolayom, and the Rabbi Tarfon has got the whole day, Mishum Haki Chazru. That's why, because there's greater time involved, then you've got, there's more chance of them being caught out, and that's why they said that's disadvantageous for us. Eli Amata, Bito Mechak Larabban and Olam Choser. If you would say, according to the rabbis, that you've always got the ability to go back and renege on the transaction, you can come back day, two, a week, you know, however long later you want, and reverse it. Amar Chazru. Why did they reverse it? If Rabbi Tarfon has given them a day, Bedivrei Rabbi Tarfon, Nichelu Tvei, would it be better if they followed Rabbi Tarfon? Because all he has is a day. He said, it would be better for them to come, Ashvelei, Ona, Kolayom, Betulo. You've only got one day to return the item and claim that you've been overcharged, not more. So really, the implication is, surely it is that you've got a limited time period. No, the Gemara answers, no. Bito mekach lo shkiach. To come along and be so ripped off that the whole, more than a sixth, the whole transaction is done. People aren't that stupid that to be so ripped off. Okay, and therefore they didn't take that into consideration. They didn't find out see that as an advantage. Okay, they're not going to rip people off totally, because then they'll kind of get found out. Okay, so now what we come along, and after the whole discussion over here, we finally come out with a halakha, and this is the halakha that we do. So this is slightly different from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had given, when it was exactly a sixth, it kind of would imply that you could get your money back, or you could nullify the transaction. However, Rava comes along, and Amar Rava, Hilchata, the halacha is, and this is how we follow as well as far as I understand, Pachot Mishtut, Nikna Mekach, really, if it's less than one-sixth, the acquisition takes place. It's a good sale, and it says, and there is Mechila. Okay, Yeter Shtut, if it's greater than a sixth, Bito Mekach, the whole transaction falls apart. Shtut, if it's exactly one-sixth, Kana, he acquires it, Umachzir Ona, then the item is acquired, and you have to get your money back. Zev Zev G'day Shre, Le Tagar, or Le Karov, and all those times you've got, in both of all these cases, it all applies within the time period. As we kind of saw, if you say that if something takes effect immediately, if it's less than a sixth, or you always got the ability to reverse it even after a long time, the merchants of Lod aren't why they rejoiced, why they were happy, doesn't make any sense. Okay, so therefore that's how we come out according to that. So the Gemara says Tanya Kavated Rava, and also we have a brata that supports Rava. It says Ona Pekot Mishtut, in the case of Ona, if it's less than 1/6, Nikna Hamekach, if the acquisition takes place and there's implicit Mechila, you've give up on that part that you got ripped off for. Yeter Ashtut, if it's greater than a sixth, Batel and Betel Hamekach, the transaction is a mistaken transaction, considered to be that, and therefore not knocked out altogether. Shtut, if it's exactly a sixth, Kana Maxir Ona, then the transaction takes place, but you have to refund the overcharge. Okay, Divrei Rabbi Natan, that's what Rabbi Natan says. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Omei, Rabbi says, Yad Mocher El Elyona. If it's a case where the seller, he undersold, he's at an advantage. He says, give me back the item. It says, Otani Ma She Inatani. Okay, give me back the amount you paid back. But in this case, he says, in both the cases, it's only within the time taken to show it to the merchandise. Okay, and that is that. All right, so now that is the discussion of the Targa Lud. So we have got to a good place to stop, so we'll do that, and everyone should have a great day.